The following year, there was again war in the world, the war in Korea. The United Nations was again in crisis. After the Soviet representative walked out of the United Nations, the United States, at the request of the government of South Korea, came into the conflict. General Douglas MacArthur was named Supreme Commander. The war was a bitter one. As it progressed, it became obvious that the war was not being fought as General MacArthur hoped it might. On April 11, 1951, President Harry Truman relieved General MacArthur of his command. The reasons given were that General MacArthur continually refused to clear statements of policy with the State Department. 8 days later, he spoke before a joint session of Congress.
Once war is forced upon us, there is no other alternative than to apply every available means to bring it to a swift end. War's very object is victory, not prolonged indecision. In war, there is no substitute for victory. Why, my soldiers asked of me, surrender military advantages to an enemy in the field? I could not answer.
Then he concluded,
the world has turned over many times since I took the oath on the plane at West Point, and the hopes and dreams have long since vanished. But I still remember the refrain of one of the most popular barrack ballads of that day, which proclaimed most proudly that old soldiers never die. They just fade away. And like the old soldier of that ballad, I now close my military career and just fade away.